Good morning.
早上好。
Before I begin, let me just say thank you on behalf of Sue.
我在开始今天的讲道之前，想要谢谢大家，为我太太向你们感谢。
Many of you know this, but if you don't, I will tell you.
你们很多人都已经知道了，但是如果你不知道的话，我就告诉你一下。
We are not divorced.
我们很久没有看到麦牧师太太，她说我们没离婚呢。
The reason she has not been here is not because she refuses to go to church anymore.
我们这段时间没看到她，不是因为她不愿意来我们教会。
But when we were in Israel in June, she fell.
我们今年六月份在以色列在那讲课的时候，她摔了一跤。
And injured her knee.
结果她伤着膝盖了。
And unfortunately, that stirred up a problem from long ago with her back.
这糟糕的是，她以前就有背痛的问题，结果这一跤摔的，把这个背上的这个痛又引出来了。
So riding all the way down here and sitting that long is very, very painful for her.
她当时从以色列很长的飞行时间，我们回到了美国，这个路上飞的那么长时间，对她这个背的伤害非常大。
So right now she's only going places where she can stand up a lot.
所以她现在就只能在一些能她必须要。要站着的地方，站很长时间的地方，他才能去。他坐下来就很困难。
I wanted to thank you, for your prayers.
我想谢谢大家为他祷告。
Many of you have sent cards.
你们很多人也给他写了卡片。
And even brought food.
甚至还有带食物过去的。
Which is good because my cooking would make her worse.
谢谢大家给他送食物，因为我做的饭，他吃了恐怕要情况更糟。
So we very much appreciate it. You have been very kind.
所以很感谢大家的这种善意。
And we are very blessed to be a part of this church.
我们觉得自己是这个教会的一员，我们觉得很受祝福。
I want to start this morning by doing something that is dangerous.
我今天早上要开始讲到呢，要做一件让他觉得比较危险的事情。
Lawyers say never ask a question unless you know what the answer is going to be.
一般律师是说啊，你永远不要问一个问题，你不知道这个。问题的答案的话，你千万不要问，除非是你知道答案，你再去问这个问题。
I don't know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask anyway.
我不知道我这个问题的答案是什么，但是我还是要问。
Don't look around.
你不要向周围的人看。
If you were children, I would have you close your eyes, but we're adults here, so it's okay.
如果有孩子在这儿，请你把眼睛闭上。我们都是大人，所以没关系。
Don't look around to see what anyone else is answering.
你不要回头看别人是怎么回答。
But for yourself.
就是来你自己来诚实的回答。
How many of you during the week?
你们中间有多少人在这一星期之中？
You look forward to this hour on Sunday.
你盼望着星期天我们来教会的这一个小时。
I'm not talking about the whole day.
我不是在说这个星期天整个一天。
The fact that maybe you get to sleep in a little bit on Sunday, that's not what I mean.
我说的不是说星期天你总算有时间可以睡一个午觉了，我说的不是这个午觉。
I'm not even talking right now about Sunday school.
我甚至也没有说到上星期天的主日学。
This service.
我说的是就是星期天敬拜的这个。
How many of you during the week you look forward to this hour and a half as a highlight of your week?
你们中间有多少人这一整个星期在盼望着到了星期天我们敬拜的这一个半小时？
Let me see your hands.
是你一周中的亮
点。If it is a highlight.
如果是这样的话，请举起手来。
Okay, thank you.
谢谢大家。
It should be.
应该是这样的。
It is one of the most important.Things we do as a Christian.
因为敬拜对我们作为基督徒来说是最重要的一件事。
And this hour and a half should be one of the highlights of our week.
我们周末星期天的这一个小时一个半小时的敬拜时间应该是我们这一周的亮点。
To where on Tuesday when things are tough,
我们在星期二的时候会觉得哎呀生活好难呢。
We don't say if I can just make it till Friday at 5 o'clock.It'll be okay.
我们不会说，哎呀，只要我能撑到星期五的下午五点，我就好了。
But we should say,
我们应该说的是
if I can just make it till Sunday at 10 o'clock,
如果我能够撑到星期天早上十点，
everything will be okay.
一切都会没问题。
When things are a challenge during the week, we should look forward to Sunday morning's worship.
当我们这一周来经历很多挑战的时候，我们应该。盼望着星期天这一个小时的敬拜时间。
You see, our worship accomplishes, teaches us one of God's great purposes for our life.
因为我们的敬拜是告诉我们神在我们生命之中的重要的目的。
We were made to glorify God and to enjoy Him.
神造我们是让我们能够荣耀他，而且让我们能够享受神。
Many Christians stop after the first part.
很多的基督徒就是在第一部分就停下了。
They say, I know I'm supposed to glorify God.
他们说，我们知道我们应该去荣耀神。
And that means I have to go to church.
这意味着我得要去教会。
I have to be honest.
我还要必须要诚实。
I have to do this, this, and this because I'm glorifying God.
因为我要让神明得荣耀，所以我必须要做这个做那个。
And they stop there.
然后他们就在这停下来。
But it says God created us to glorify Him and enjoy Him.
但是圣经告诉我们，神造我们是为了荣耀他的名，而且让我们能够享受神。
That means I ought to be excited when I get to worship Him.
这意味着当我们敬拜神的时候，我们应该觉得很兴奋。
It ought to be enjoyment.
应该让我们敬拜的时候，我们会觉得非常享受。
When my neighbors say,
我的邻居这样说，
Why do you go to church on Sunday morning?
你星期天早上为什么要去教会呢？
I should not say,
我不应该说，
and I hope none of you say,
我希望你们中间也不会有这样的答案。
I'm a Christian, so I have to go.
啊，我是个基督徒，所以我必须要去教会。
No,
不是这样的。
I should say,
我应该怎么说？
Because I want to.
因为我想要去。
I had a choice this morning.
我今天早上我有一个选择。
I could sleep in or go see God. And I wanted to go see God.
我可以睡个懒觉，或者我去见神，但是我选择去见神的面。
You see, our worship here.
你看到我们在这里的敬拜
is practice for our worship in heaven.
实际上是为我们将来在天堂敬拜来做一个
练习。We are already enjoying His presence.
我们已经在享受神的同在了。
We should look forward to worship because it's one of the ways God has provided for us to grow spiritually.
我们应该去盼望着我们敬拜的时间，因为这个时间是神让我们能够在属灵上得成长的时间。
I think it is the primary way He builds us in His image.
我想神塑造我们更像他的形象，我们在敬拜之中才能够学到这个功课。
Small groups are important.
我们的小的这个小的这个团契敬拜很重要。
Private prayer time is important.
我们一起祷告很重要。
Bible study is important.
一起查经很重要。
But none of that replaces worship.
但这一切都不能够代替我们敬拜。
Weak worship always leads to weak Christians.
软弱的敬拜也会导致软弱的基督徒。
And so this morning I want to look at what happens during this hour on Sunday morning.
所以今天我们要着重看一看，在星期天这一个小时的敬拜中发生了什么。
Isaiah 6 gives us one of the best pictures of worship anywhere in Scripture.
在这个整本圣经里面，最给我们这个关于敬拜最好的图像的是来自于以赛亚书的第六章。
And it tells us three things that ought to happen when we worship.
它告诉我们在我们敬拜的时候应该有三样事发生。
Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书第六章。
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up.
当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上。
The throne of his robe filled the temple.
他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。
Above him stood the seraphim.
其上有撒拉弗侍立。
Each had six wings.
各有六个翅膀。
With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, with two he flew.
用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔。
And one called to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
彼此呼喊说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。
The first thing I want you to see this morning is that in worship we see God.
所以我就强调让大家注意的，我们在敬拜之中第一件重要的事就是我们见到神。
He said, I saw the Lord high and exalted.
以赛亚说，我看到主坐在高高的宝座上。
Worship must start with a right view of God.
所以我们在敬拜必须要以对神的一个正确的一个观点来开始。
This morning our choir sang.
今天早上我们的诗班唱。
To give us a picture of God.
他们给了我们描绘了神的一个图像。
Be exalted, O God.
哦，主啊，你的名被高举。
Great is your love, reaching to the heaven.
你的爱能够上达诸天。
That is worship that shows us who God is.
这就是敬拜，敬拜告诉我们神是什么样的。
Sometimes students have said to me when they're unhappy about something in our world.
当我的学生们对这个世界很多东西他们感到不满的时候，他们会跟我说
，They have said, when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask God.
他就说，我到天堂了，我一定要问问神。
Why did this happen?
为什么这样的事情会发生呢
？Now I don't know. That may happen.
我也不知道为什么他们也许以后到天堂去跟神会这样问。
But I've said to my students, no, you're not.
但是我跟我的学生们怎么说？我说不是这样的。
Here's what's going to happen when you get to heaven.
当你到了天堂会发生什么事呢
？Revelation 4 tells me what you're going to do when you get to heaven.
启示录的第四章是这样告诉我们。
The same thing I'm going to do when I get there.
当我到天堂，我也会做同样的事。
The 24, Revelation 4 verse 10, the 24 elders fall down before him.
启示录第四章第十节，那二十四位长老就俯伏在宝座前。
They worship him who lives forever and ever.
敬拜那活到永永远远的神。
They lay their crowns before the throne and say, "You are worthy, O Lord."
又把他们的冠冕放在宝座前，说：“我们的王，我们的神，你是配得的。”
To receive glory and honor and power.
你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的。
The word worship.
敬拜这个词
comes from a word that means to bow down.
来自一个词，它的意思就是要俯伏敬拜，俯伏。
To give to a sovereign what he is worthy of receiving.
去给一个主权他配得的这些荣耀。
Worship
敬拜
is cherishing God and His worth.
是珍惜神，而且珍惜神的价值。
In Jewish worship,
在犹太人的敬拜之中
，the Sabbath began on Friday night.
他们的这个周末这个敬拜实际上是在星期五晚上就开始了。
They were going to go to the synagogue on Saturday.
他们在星期六到至圣所去。
But on Friday night,
但是星期五晚上
，they were already beginning to prepare.
他们已经就开始准备了。
Why?
为什么呢
？They were going into God's presence.
因为他们将会来到神的同在。
They wanted to honor him.
他们想要去荣耀神。
They wanted to be prepared.
他们想要准备好来尊崇神。
When I started teaching in college, Ronald Reagan was the president.
我当时在大学里开始教书的时候，是里根总统的时代。
He was one of my favorite presidents. I loved his presidency.
我很喜欢里根总统，他在所有总统里大概是我最喜欢的一位。
And if he had invited me to the White House, he never did. But
如果他邀请我去白宫的话，不过他实在是从来没请过我去。
If he had invited me to the White House,
如果他请我去白宫
I would have bought a new suit.
我会买一身新的西装。
I would have got my shoes polished.
然后要把鞋擦得亮亮的。
I would have got a haircut.
而且要把头发理好了。
I had some back then.
我那时候还有一点头发的，比现在强。
I don't understand. Every time I mention hair, you all laugh. It really bothers me.
我实在不明白，每次我说到头发的时候，你们都笑我。我实在有点不理解为什么这样。
I would have gotten there early.
而且我会提早就到白宫。
I would have done everything just right.
我就努力的让一切的事情都做得对。
Why?
为什么
？I was going to meet the president.
因为我要去见总统啊。
Now, don't be offended by this.
你别生气。
I'm not talking about politics this morning.
我今天早上谈的不是政治。
But President Obama was not one of my favorite presidents.
但是奥巴马总统并不是我最喜欢的一位总统。
If he was yours, that's fine.
他如果是你喜欢的总统，没问题。
He wasn't mine.
他不是我最喜欢的。
But if he had invited me to the White House.
但是如果奥巴马总统请我去白宫的话。
He never did.
他也没请过。
But if he had.
如果他请我去。
I would have bought a new suit.
我会换一身新西装。
I would have polished my shoes.
把鞋擦得亮亮的。
I would have got a haircut.
然后把头发也理好。
I would have been there early.
我也会很早就到。
I would have done everything I could.
我会努力的让一切的事情都做好。
Why?
为什么
？I was meeting the president.
因为我要跟总统见面呢。
Going into his presence.
能够跟总统见面。
Would have been important to me.
对我来讲是很重要。
When we worship.
当我们敬拜的时候。
We are entering the presence of God.
我们是在进入神的同在。
Listen to me read from Hebrews.
我想给大家读一段希伯来书十二章。
Realize that this morning we are sitting in the presence of this God.
你要记得，我们今天早上是来到这样的一位神面前。
Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章十八节。
Verse 18. For you have not come to what can be touched.
你们原不是来到那能摸的山。
A blazing fire, darkness and gloom.
此山有火焰、密云、黑暗、暴风。
A tempest and the sound of trumpet.
脚声与说话的声音。
A voice whose words made the hearers beg that no further word be spoken.
那些听到这声音的都求不要再向他们说话。
Listen what it says, verse 21.
第21节。
So terrifying was the sight.
因为他们当不起所命他们的话。
That Moses said, I tremble with fear.
所见极其可怕，甚至摩西说：“我甚是恐惧战惊。”
Do you hear that?
你听到这个吗？
They're at Mount Sinai.
他们来到西奈山下。
God is there.
神就在山上。
The mountain is shaking.
他们看到整座山都在这动摇。
There's lightning. There's thunder.
有火焰，有密云，还有这个。
The people are so afraid. They say, "Stop."
那些人都吓坏了，他们就喊停下吧。
Moses himself says, I'm shaking with fear.
连摩西自己都说我因恐惧战惊浑身发抖。
Can you imagine?
你能够想象吗?
In that setting,
在那个情形下,
someone with their iPhone.
有的人就拿出自己的手机跟着看起来了。
You know, that all sounds really interesting, but I want to see what's on WeChat.
听起来挺有趣的, 不过我还是想看我的手机。
I'm sure that's impressive, but let me pull up Facebook.
我相信那个当时的场景肯定是很让人。No
way!
那不可能的。
They were in God's presence.
这些人都是在神的同在里。
It was important.
对他们来讲，这太重要了。But
some of you think, well, that was back then.
有的人想，哎呀，那时候是那样的嘛。Now,
things are more relaxed now.
我们今天的日子，我们大家都会更加放松了。Church
isn't like that now.
现在的教会不是那样的。
So listen to the next verse.
你再听听下面的这一段。
He said, you're not at Mount Sinai.
他说你们不是在西安山。
And then he says,
不是在西奈山。
But you, verse 22.
第22节希伯来书。
But you have come to Mount Zion.
你们乃是来到西安山。
That's higher than Mount Sinai.
西安山比这西奈山要高多了。
You have come to the city of the living God.
永生神的城邑。
To angels in festal gathering.
你看到周围有千万天使。
To God, the judge of all.
而且你是来到神的面前，神是审判一切的。
To Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant.
还有新约中的中保耶稣。
To sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel.
他所撒的血比亚伯的血所说的更美。
Remember it said, so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I tremble with fear.
你记得摩西都害怕，摩西都觉得恐惧战惊。
He says,
他说,
you should tremble with fear.
你应该恐惧战惊。
Because he says, see that you do not refuse him who is speaking.
他说, 你们不可弃绝那向你们说话的。
Do you hear the power of worship?
你听到敬拜的力量吗?
He says, you're in the presence of God.
他说你在神的同在里面。
He doesn't say,
没有说,
when you get to heaven, you will be in the presence of God.
他没有说你到了天堂以后, 你就在神的面前与神同在。
He says, right now,
他说现在,
you're in his presence.
你就在神的同在里面。
Take it seriously, he says.
要严肃一点。
Do not refuse the God who is speaking.
不可弃绝那向你们说话的神。
Annie Dillard says, we're like children in worship. We're like children playing with a stick of dynamite.
有这么一个布道家,他说,我们在神敬拜的时候,我们就像一个小孩子,毫不在意的手里拿着一根炸药棒在玩。
Incredibly powerful, we don't even realize.
手里这个炸药棒是非常有力量,我们居然不知道。
Worship is important.
敬拜是非常重要的。
Because in worship, we see God.
因为在敬拜之中,我们见到神。
Parents.
做父母的。
Do you want your children to follow God?
你想要你的孩子跟从神吗?
Don't settle for bringing them to church.
你不要仅仅满足于把他们带到教会来。
Sending them to youth service.
让他们到这个青少年的。
Sending them to Sunday school.
让他们去上主日学。
Having a nice time.
然后让他们跟别的朋友有一些很好的时光。
And then going home.
然后就回家。
Because you see, there's no way we can compete with the shows on television.
你知道,我们没有法跟电视上的这些节目,电视节目来竞争。We
can't be as professional as the productions at the Kravis.
我们也没法像这个电视上这些节目,他们表现得那么专业化。
But we can bring them into the presence of the God that I just read about.
但是我们可以把孩子们带到神的面前,就像我们刚才看过的,带到神的同在。
And no child that stood at Mount Sinai and saw God there, ever forgot it.
任何一个孩子, 如果他们来到西奈山下, 看到神, 这个神的圣山上的情景, 他们不会忘记。
Our children, our young people need to see God in worship.
我们的孩子们，我们的年轻人需要在敬拜中看到神。
And if they don't,
如果他们看不到,
if we don't,
如果我们看不到,
we need to say, what's wrong?
我们需要问自己,
Where was God this morning?
为什么今天早上神在哪里?
Elders, deacons, pastors, where is he?
长老们, 执事们, 牧师们, 神在哪儿呢?
Was he here and I missed him?
神是在这儿, 而我没看到吗?
Or are we just going through the motions of having church?
还是因为我们仅仅是在教会里随着这些音乐在这律动, 我们没有看到神?
On Sunday morning,
在星期天的早上,
in worship,
在我们的敬拜中,
we must see God.
我们必须要看到神。
But now don't just talk to the elders, deacons, pastors.
不要总只是在问长老, 问牧师, 问执事们。
Because every one of us,
因为我们中的每一个人,
you, me, all of us,
你, 我, 我们每一个人,
must seek
我们必须寻求,
God's presence in worship.
神的同在, 在我们的敬拜中,
you see, two people come to the same service.
你知道两个人一起来到同一个教会,
they sing the same songs,
同一个敬拜, 他们一起唱同样的歌,
same prayers,
而且一起做祷告,
hear the same sermon,
我们也, 他们也听到同样的讲道,
and one sees God,
其中一个人看到神,
and the other just goes through the motions.
另一个人只是跟着大家一起在动作而已。
Why?
为什么?
The condition, the attitude of the heart.
我们的心的状况, 我们的心的态度决定一切。
Worship is about humbly coming into the presence of the King of the universe.
这位神是宇宙的万物的主宰。
Worship says, I'm not the center of the universe.
敬拜是说我不是宇宙的中心。
Too many of us go through life thinking the world has been waiting for the arrival of me.
我们中间的多少人都在想, 哎, 这个世界就等着像我这样的一个人来到。
I'm the center of the world.
我是世界的中心。
Worship says, no, I'm not.
但是敬拜不是这样, 敬拜说不是。
I was created to bring glory and honor to God.
敬拜时候我就知道,
我被造是为了给神带来荣耀。 And my greatest achievement in life,
我生命之中最大的成就,
is not my job,
不是我的工作,
it's not my house,
不是我的房子,
it's not the achievements of my children,
也不是我的孩子们有多有出息。
My greatest achievement in life,
我的生命之中最大的成就
is to honor him.
是能够尊荣神。
Worship
敬拜,
sees him.
让我们看到神,
honors him.
而且能够荣耀神。
So this morning I want to ask you,
所以早上我问大家,
when was the last time you walked out the door at 11:30?
上次你在11点半, 星期天的11点半, 走出教会的时候,
and said,
你对自己说,
I saw God this morning.
今天早上我看到了神。
I felt his presence this morning.
我感觉到神的同在。
Something of Hebrews 12 was there this morning.
希伯来书12章所描述的, 在今天出现了。
Because when we come to worship,
因为当我们来敬拜的时候,
it's not optional. It has to be here. We have to see God.
这不是一个选择, 是我们必须要在这里见到神。
Or our worship is not accomplishing what God wants for us.
不然的话, 我们的敬拜就没有达到神的目的。
But there's a second thing I want you to see in worship.
在敬拜之中第二件要注意的是,
we see God.
我们看到神,
and then,
然后,
we see ourselves.
我们也看到我们自己。
You see, in worship, we begin to see ourselves as God sees us.
因为在敬拜之中, 我们开始用神的眼光来看我们自己。
One reason that worship is so important,
一个原因, 敬拜为什么重要, 一个原因就是,
most of us think we're pretty good.
我们中间的大部分人都想, 我其实挺好的了。
Now I know, we're humble.
我知道我们都是挺谦卑的。
And you're Chinese, and so you're taught to say, oh no, I'm no one.
我们是中国人嘛, 我们中国人习惯都是谦卑的, 哦, 我实在是不重要, 我没什么了不得的。
But when someone looks at you and smiles and says, yeah, you're right, you really are lousy.
但如果你真的, 你就说, 哎, 我这人真不怎么着, 别人要说, 没错, 你说的没错, 你肯定生气哦。
You're offended.
你肯定很生气。
I know, because just for fun, I've said that sometimes.
因为我只是跟人开玩笑的时候我这么说过, 对方很生气。
Nobody ever likes it.
Nobody, 没有人喜欢人家这样看他, 觉得他是,
we think we're pretty good.
我们都自我感觉良好。
We think we're doing a pretty good job with our life.
我们都觉得我们在生活中我们做得挺不错的。
And one reason worship is so important,
但是敬拜为什么这么重要呢?
Is because it shows us ourselves,
因为敬拜让我们看到我们自己,
through God's eyes.
通过神的眼睛来看我们自己。
Not through what we post on Facebook.
不是我们贴在这个脸书上的形象。
Not through the facade that we put in front of people.
也不是我们在人面前摆出的那一副形象。
But through God's eyes.
而是通过神的眼光看我们。
So Isaiah goes to the temple.
我们看到以赛亚来到圣殿。
He sees God.
是以赛亚看到了神。
And then listen at what happens.
然后听听以赛亚说什么。
The foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called.
就是第六章以赛亚第六章的第四节，门槛的根基震动，
殿
充满烟云。
The temple was filled with smoke.
那个整个这个殿里都充满烟云。
And I said,
那时我说,
Woe is me,
祸哉,
for I am lost.
我灭亡了,
I am a man of unclean lips.
因为我是嘴唇不洁的人,
I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips.
又住在嘴唇不洁的民中,
for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华。
Isaiah sees God.
以赛亚看到神。
And then he sees himself as God sees him.
然后他就看到他自己，他是用神的眼光来看他自己。
Now remember, this is not some wicked, terrible person writing this.
你知道吗？这个以赛亚这人可不是我们以为的，就是好像犯了很多的罪、很邪恶的一个人。
This is Isaiah chapter 6.
这是以赛亚书第六章。
In case you're not good with math, let me review.
你要是数学不大好的话，我跟大家来提醒一下。
That means we already have in Isaiah chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5. Isn't this hard?
这已经是第六章了，说明前面已经有五章，以赛亚已经写了五章了。
He's already a prophet.
他这时候已经是一位先知了。
This is not a terrible person.
这以赛亚可不是什么糟糕的人呢。
But when he sees God,
但是他看到神以后
and he sees God's purity,
他看到神有多么纯洁。
And then he looks at himself.
然后他看看他自己。
He says, "Woe is me."
他说糟了，祸哉，我灭亡。
Compared to that,
因为与神的圣洁比起来
，I'm unclean.
我是不洁的。
Compared to that,
跟神的圣洁比起来
，the people around me are unclean.
我周围的人也都是不洁的人。
In worship,
在敬拜之中
，we see ourselves.
我们看到自己。
The book of Amos describes a different kind of worship.
阿摩斯书它描述了一个不同的敬拜。
God sends the prophet to say to the people of Israel.
神派了先知去对以色列人说话。
I hate your religious festivals.
他说我厌恶你们的节期。
Your assemblies are a stench to me.
也不喜悦你们的严肃会。
Even if you bring me burnt offerings, I will not accept them.
你们虽然向我献燔祭和素祭，我却不悦纳。
Take away the noise of your songs.
我也要使你们的歌声远离我。
I will not listen to the music of your harps.
因为我不听你们弹琴的响声。
God says to Israel.
神对以色列说。
Don't even bother showing up.
你就不要到我面前出现吧。
I don't want your offerings.
我不要你们的敬拜，你们的献祭。
I don't want your ceremonies.
我也不要你们的宗教仪式。
Your choir sounds horrible.
你们这个诗班的歌唱我也不欣赏。
Quit it all.
你这些都不要做了。
Why?
为什么？
Hear this.
听一听这些。
You who trample on the needy.
阿摩斯书第八章第四到六。
You say, when will the Sabbath be over?
你们这些要吞吃穷人是困苦人衰败的，当听我的话。
So that we can offer wheat for sale with false balances.
你们说月朔几时过去，我们好卖粮。
God says, you're coming to the temple and worshiping.
主说你们到圣殿来敬拜。
And then you're going to work and cheating your customers.
这实际上你们在这做生意，而且欺骗你们的这个顾客。
God says no.
神说不要。
Don't come.
不要来了。
They went through all of the right rituals.
这些以色列人他们做的这些宗教仪式都是合仪轨的。
But they ignored the poor and the hungry.
但是他们去吞吃穷人，他们忽视穷人。
Their worship did them no good.
他们的这个敬拜对他们没有任何好处。
You see, in worship, we see ourselves through God's eyes.
敬拜之中，我们通过神的眼光看到我们自己。
And when we see ourselves through God's eyes,
当我们通过神的眼光看到自己，
it changes us.
我们就改变了。
Isaiah sees himself and he says, "Woe is me."
以赛亚看到通过神的眼光看到他自己，他说：“祸哉，我灭亡。”
Verse 6.
第六节。
Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal.
然后有一位撒拉弗飞到我跟前，手里拿着红炭。
And he touched my mouth.
他用那炭沾我的口。
And said, "Behold, this has touched your lips."
他说：“看了，这炭沾了你的嘴。”
Your guilt is taken away.
你的罪孽便除掉,
and your sin atoned for.
你的罪恶就赦免了。
True worship
真正的敬拜,
shows us ourselves through God's eyes.
让把我们自己能够显现在神的面前,
and then it changes who we are.
然后就改变我们的存在,
it changes how we live.
会改变我们的生活方式。
After Isaiah went to the temple,
以赛亚从这个圣殿回来以后,
his life was never the same again. Everything changed. Our worship should change us. In worship, we should see ourselves. And it should change us.
我们这个真实的看见要让我们能够有所改变。
You see, this morning again, the choir led us to sing.
我们今天早上看到诗班带着我们一起唱诗。
And we sang.
我们唱的是什么?
Perfect submission.
我们要对神能够完全的。
All is at rest.
完全的在神面前降服。
When we sang that, here's what we said.
当我们这样唱的时候, 我们是说的什么呢?
God,
主啊,
everything in my life,
我生命之中的一切,
is submitted to you.
都已经向你降服。
I'm at peace with whatever you ask me to do.
你不论你让我做什么, 我心里都有平安。
Now remember, we're in God's presence.
你记得我们是在神的同在。
And we have said to him, God,
我们跟神在说, 神啊,
whatever you say,
你说什么,
I am submitted.
我都已经向你降服。
And so I ask you,
所以我问,
is it true?
是不是这样?
Did we mean it?
我们真是这个意思吗?
Have we seen ourselves and are we willing to live in that kind of submission?
我们真的是在这样的降服的状态下对神这样说吗?
Because if it's not true,
如果不是真实的,
my mom always said it's not nice to lie in church.
我妈妈总跟我讲, 在教会里撒谎可是不好的。
And if I am saying, God, everything's submitted, perfect submission, all is at rest.
如果跟神说我是完全的降服了,
and this afternoon, I am going to refuse to do what I know he wants me to do.
而今天下午呢,
something is wrong with my worship.
我的敬拜之中有些什么东西出错了。
True worship is very practical.
真正的敬拜是非常的实际的。
That's why this hour on Sunday morning is so important.
所以我们星期天的这个小时的敬拜这么重要。
Because if we see God,
因为我们真正看到神,
if we see ourselves,
我们又看到我们自己,
we are going to live different.
我们的生活方式是不一样了。
The rest of the week.
这个星期下面这一星期, 我们的生活都应该是不一样的。
You see,
你看到吗?
If you truly worship on Sunday,
如果你真正的在星期天敬拜,
if you see the purity and holiness of God,
如果你看到神的圣洁,
on Monday,
到了星期一,
you're going to be honest in how you do your business.
你在做你的生意的时候, 你是诚实的。
If you truly see God's love and mercy on Sunday,
如果你在星期天真正看到神的爱, 祂的慈爱和善信实,
on Monday,
到了星期一,
you're going to be loving and kind to those around you.
你对你周围的人也应该是充满爱心的。
Everything changes.
一切都应该改变。
When we truly worship.
如果我们真正的敬拜神, 真的要有改变。
And so the second question I have for you this morning.
所以今天早上我问大家的第二个问题。
When is the last time?
上一次。
You left this church.
你离开教会的时候。
And you change something in your life.
你的生命之中有所改变。
Because of worship. If we're truly worshiping, that should happen.
如果我们真正敬拜神的话,
if I can come and sit here week after week after week,
如果每一周每一周每一周来到教会坐在这儿,
and never hear anything that God's Spirit says, you need to change this,
我就从来没有听到一次神的这个灵跟我说, 你需要改变这个。
I'm not seeing myself.
如果这样的话, 我真的没有看到我自己。
If I can sit here and think, ah, oh, that was a good sermon, I hope Elder Zong heard it.
我如果那天来到教会, 我说, 哎呦, 刚才这个讲道真不错, 我真希望庄长老听到这个讲道。
That was really good. I hope sister, I just forgot your name, heard it.
刚才那个讲道真不错。 我真希望这个冯金姐妹能够听到这个讲道。
Oh, that was really good. They needed to hear that.
啊,那个讲道真不错, 我们教会里某些人真的该听听这个讲道。
Something's wrong.
如果真是这样的话, 真的是,
if I truly worship,
如果我真正的敬拜,
there are going to be sometimes when I leave and I'm a little discouraged.
而是这样的话，真正的敬拜会让我在离开教会的时候，我心里有点觉得灰心。
Because I think, oh no.
因为我想, oh, 糟糕,
I have to go home.
我得要回家去,
and change.
我必须要改变,
what I'm doing.
我正在做的有些事情，我需要有所改变。
That show I was going to watch.
比如说我想要看那个演出，大概不应该看。
I just saw how pure and holy God is.
因为我刚刚看到神有多么的圣洁，多么尊贵。
And I just saw how holy He wants me to be.
我也看到神想让我成为圣洁。
I'm not going to be able to watch that.
所以那个演出大概我就不应该看了。
That business deal I was hoping to sign.
或者说我跟别人签的这个生意。
That I knew kind of cut corners a little bit.
我知道我可能在中间占了些小便宜。
I've just seen how pure He is.
我也刚刚看到神有多么圣洁。
And how honest and pure He wants me to be.
他也希望我能够是圣洁的、诚实的。
I'm going to have to back out.
所以这个生意也许我就不再做了。
Sometimes I'm going to be discouraged a little bit.
有时候我可能有一点点灰心丧气。
Because I'm going to know when I get home, I have to say to my wife, you know those words I said to you this week? This morning God showed me my attitude was wrong.
因为有时候我们在听了敬拜之后，你需要回家跟你的太太说，我今天早上听了这个敬拜的讲道，我意识到有些话跟你说的是不合适、不对的。
I'm sorry.
我道歉。
And I don't like to apologize to my wife.
我从来不喜欢跟我太太道歉。And
some of you wives.
你们中间做太太的可能也是这样。If
you truly worship.
如果你真正敬拜的话。Some
Sundays you're going to leave.
某些星期天你离开的时候。And
you're going to get in the car.
然后你坐在车里。And
you're going to say.
你会说。I
really don't want to say this to you.
老公啊，我这话真的不想说。
But my attitude has been wrong.
但是我的态度很糟糕，是错的。
And God showed me what He wants me to be.
神告诉我我应该怎么做。
And I'm sorry.
所以对不起。
If we truly worship,
如果我们真正的敬拜的话,
we're going to change things in our life because of our worship.
因着敬拜，我们的生命要有所改变。
But the third thing I want you to see,
然后第三样我想要大家看到的是,
we see God.
我们看到神。
We see ourselves.
我们看到自己。
And then when we truly worship,
而且如果我们真正在敬拜的话,
we see our world.
我们也看到我们的世界。
Verse 8, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send?
以赛亚的6章8节, 我又听见主的声音说, 我可以差遣谁呢?
Who will go for us?
谁肯为我们去呢?
Then I said,
我说,
here am I.
我在这里,
send me.
请差遣我。
Isaiah
以赛亚,
had seen God.
以赛亚看到了神。
He had seen himself and he had been transformed.
他也看到他自己, 所以他被改变了。
And now he sees the needs of his world in a new way.
他现在用一个新的眼光来看这个世界的需要。
When God says, I need someone to go and tell them.
所以神说, 我需要有一个人能够去告诉这些以色列人。
Isaiah no longer says, oh yeah, that you do. Let me put an extra $5 in the offering.
以赛亚没有说主啊，哦，是这样吗？我给你再奉献5块钱吧。
No, now he says.
他说,
Here am I.
我在这里。
Send me.
请差遣我。
Again this morning we sang.
今天早上我们唱的也是。
I will praise you among the nations.
我要在万民中传扬你的名。
That means I'm going to tell other people about you.
这意味着我要向别人来传讲主神的事儿。
The nations are not this church.
这个万民万邦可不是指的只是这一个教会。
The nations are out there.
万邦是在外面的。
And so we said, God,
我们说神啊,
I'm going to praise you out there.
我要在外面去称颂你的名。
And again I ask,
我再问大家,
is it true?
是不是这样?
You see, true worship,
真正的敬拜,
when we truly see God,
如果我们真正见到神,
it will inspire us to evangelism. This summer, I gave a workshop in India about worship. Met with a group of pastors and worship leaders from a bunch of churches. And as we were talking about worship, one of them said, I have a question. Because our church is among a lot of unbelievers.
他说我的教会里有很多不信的人。
So is the purpose for our church worship or evangelism?
那我们教会的目标是在于敬拜呢，还是去传福音呢？
Are we supposed to be helping believers worship, or are we supposed to be helping them? Are we supposed to be reaching the lost?
我们是帮助我们的任务，我们教会的目的是帮助这些基督徒们能够敬拜神呢，还是帮助不信的人来信主呢？
And I said, "Oh, that's a very simple question."
我说这是很简单的一个问题。
The answer is.
答案就是。
Both.
两者都要。
It's not one or the other.
不是其中 只取其一而已。
When we worship,
我们在敬拜的时候，
we are going to win the lost.
我们会赢得这些失丧的灵魂。
Listen to Acts chapter 2.
你在我们听一听《使徒行传》的第二章。
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, fellowship, breaking of bread, and prayers. That's worship.
这是第二《使徒行传》二章四十二节，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、拨饼、祈祷。这是敬拜。
And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved.
第四十七节，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
That's evangelism.
这就是传福音了。
You see, if an unbeliever walks in this church,
你知道吗？如果一个不信的人走进这个教会，
and we are truly worshiping,
我们是真正的在敬拜神。
If we have God's presence the way I read from Hebrews 12,
如果我们真正的教会里有我们在希伯来书十二章中看到的那位神，
if God is working in our lives the way we read in Isaiah 6,
如果我们看到神在我们的生命中做工，就像以赛亚书第六章中描述的那样，
an unbeliever,
这位不信主的人，
is going to say,
他会说，
Wow, I wish I could be a part of that.
我真希望我也是他们中的一员。
I used to play the piano a lot.
我过去常常是弹琴，因为我是钢琴教师嘛。
In the world of piano, there is what's called Steinway artist.
你知道，在这个钢琴界有这么一个说法，叫 Steinway 艺术家。Steinway 是一个钢琴的牌子。
A Steinway artist agrees that they will only do concerts on a Steinway piano.
这样的这个 Steinway 艺术家，他们只在这种 Steinway 钢琴上弹，他们觉得只有这个琴才是好琴。
And in turn, Steinway provides them a piano wherever they give a concert.
所以这样的艺术家，他们只要去开音乐会， Steinway 就会给他们奉献一架钢琴。
Provides a tuner, takes care of the piano.
然后调音师也会把琴都调得好好的。
Steinway spends thousands and thousands of dollars every year on this program.
所以这个 Steinway 公司每年就为了这些艺术家们在弹琴的时候给他们提供钢琴，他每年会花成千上万的钱。
At one point, they had over 1,000 Steinway artists in the world.
在有一段时间，这个整个世界大概有超过1,000位 Steinway 钢琴家，他们只在 Steinway 琴上去表演音乐会。
And they were spending hundreds of thousands of dollars a year.
所以这个公司每年就为了他们这些音乐会就要花成千上万的钱。
Now that's not because the Steinway company just loves music so much they say, we want to do some nice things for pianists.
这些 Steinway 公司他这样做并不是因为他们对音乐如此热爱，以至于他们就想要给所有的这个音乐家都提供 Steinway 钢琴，而是为了赚钱嘛。
Because they know,
而是因为他们知道
that if you go to a concert,
如果你去一个音乐会，
and it's beautiful,
你这个音乐会真美啊，
and you see that it says Steinway,
你看到这个他们弹的钢琴是 Steinway,
and at the bottom of the program it says this pianist will not play any piano except the Steinway,
然后你看到这个节目单的末尾说这个艺术家只在 Steinway 钢琴上弹琴，
you're gonna think,
你会怎么想？
Ah, that's the kind of piano I want.
你肯定会想啊，这个琴就是我以后也要这样弹，在这个 Steinway 琴上弹，
right?
是不是这样？
I always thought if I owned a restaurant, I would give people free food if they sat in the front window and were real fat.
我一直在想，如果我开一家餐馆的话，我要给人让他们免费来吃，而且把一些胖胖的人就坐在桌子边。
Because I would want people walking by to say, "Wow, look, they must really like that food. I want to eat there."
因为我想人从外面过来，看到窗户里面那么胖的人在那吃，他们肯定想，哎呀，这些人肯定太喜欢这个食物了，我也要过来吃。
I don't want some grumpy customer sitting in the front window.
我可不想要那个一些叽叽咕咕的满脸不高兴的人坐在窗户边上。
People, when people come to our church,
当人们来到我们教会，
they should see,
他们应该看到
happy customers,
看到很欢快的很开心的笑脸。
They ought to say, "Wow."
他们应该说 "Wow."
Those people love worship.
这些人他们这么喜欢敬拜。
Those people love God.
这些人这么爱神。
I wish I could be a part of that.
我真希望我也是他们中的一员。
we ought to go out of here.
我们应该是在离开教会的时候
with a passion to share the God we've seen with those around us.
我们要有这样的热情跟周围的人去分享我们所见到的。
We should leave saying, "Here am I, send me."
我们在离开教会的时候要能够说我在这里，请差遣我。
That doesn't mean that everyone should walk out of here and sign up to become a pastor. We don't need this many pastors.
这并不意味着说我们每个人从教会里出去都想要赶快去登记成为一个牧师。我们不需要这么多牧师。
But it does mean
但的确意味着
that this week
这一个星期
you ought to say to somebody
你应该对某个人说
I wish you could come to my church.
我真希望你能来我们教会。
It's wonderful.
这个教会太棒了。
You need to be there.
你应该在那儿。
To someone who is struggling with a difficult life.
要对某个在生活中经历困难的人说,
you know, I think my church could help you.
也许你来我们教会会得到帮助。
Our worship should be drawing other people to see God.
我们的敬拜应该能够把人带到神的面前, 让他们寻求神。
And if it's not,
如果不是这样的话,
something is wrong with our worship.
我们的敬拜是出错了。
Let me finish with a quick story.
我想要跟大家讲一个故事。
115 years ago,
大概115年前,
a great revival broke through the country of Wales.
在威尔士就出现了一场大复兴。
In 6 months, 150,000 people were converted.
在6个月里面有15万人信主。
Wales is not a huge country.
威尔士是个很小的国家。
That's about 10% of the population.
这15万人大概他们就是全国人口的10%, 1/10。
And it started not with great preachers.
但是这个复兴并不是从一个什么伟大的布道家来的。
In fact, as far as I can find out, there was not one great preacher that was a part of this revival. No Billy Grahams in Wales at that time.
我看到的这个历史资料记载, 那时候并没有一位伟大的布道家, 像 Billy Graham, 葛培里这样的。 这样的超级布道家并没有这样的一个人物。
The revival started
但是这个大复兴就是这样开始。
In local churches
它是从地方的小教会开始的。
In their worship
是在他们敬拜的时候开始。
In their worship they began to pray
他们在敬拜之中开始祷告。
Not just let's all close our eyes while the pastor prays
他们并不是说, 啊, 我们大家都闭上眼睛, 等着牧师来带我们祷告。
But real prayer by members who were passionate about prayer
而是真正的, 这个对会众之中的, 这对神有热情的这些人开始祷告。
And when they prayed here, it changed their prayers at home
他们在教会里祷告是这样祷告, 回家他们的祷告也会跟着变。
And they began to pray at home, God, change our country
他们开始在家里也祷告, 主啊, 你改变我们的国家。
It happened in worship.
它就是在敬拜里面开始的。
They had no great preachers.
他们也并没有很伟大的布道家。
But people began to, they said, walk for miles to hear just a local preacher open the Bible and read it and explain what it meant.
人们就走几里几里的路来到教会, 就是为了听牧师来念圣经, 来读圣经, 给他们解释圣经,
They wanted to hear God's word.
他们想要听听神的话。
People began to worship.
人们都开始来敬拜。
They began to see God.
他们开始见到神。
They began to see their own sinfulness.
他们开始看到自己的罪。
And they were changed.
他们就被改变了。
And they began to tell their neighbors, and their neighbors became hungry for that.
他们开始跟他们的邻舍来分享, 所以他们的邻舍也开始对神的话语有这种饥饿的感觉。
6 months.
6个月。
Almost 10% of the nation came to Christ.
大概这个国家的10分之一的人口都信主了。Broken
families were reunited.
很多破碎的家庭又重新复合。They
said that bars began to close, go out of business.
他们说那时候的一些酒吧都关门了，因为没有人去了。Because
no one was interested, church was more exciting.
因为教会的敬拜就更让人兴奋，所以他们没有人去酒吧喝酒了。The
crime rate dropped.
然后犯罪率也降低。
I read about a shipyard, much of Wales shipyards.
我读到的这个史料里面记载说, 当时因为威尔士那边可能有很多造船厂, 他们有,
And as people were converted, they would take back the work, the tools they had stolen from their employer.
有一个造船厂, 他这些, 因为大家都, 现在都信主, 成为基督徒, 很多人开始把以前他们偷的这个
Because in worship they saw themselves as God saw them.
因为他们在敬拜之中看到神眼中看到他们看到自己的罪。
They said one of the major shipyards put a sign at the front gate.
他说当时的一家很大的造船厂在门口
that
said,
if you have stolen anything
如果你偷过这里的工具,
and want to bring it back,
想要把它带回来的话,
please keep it.
请就留在自己家吧,
we have no more room.
拿回来的工具太多放不下了,
so many people were returning the stuff they had stolen.
That
the shipyard says we don't have space for it all.
这造船厂说我们已经厂里都没有地方放了,
what had happened?
这就是发生的事情.
Churches like ours
我们的教会就像我们的教会一样,
began to truly worship.
这个教会开始真正的敬拜,
not just have church,
不只是仅仅一个教会而已,
to see God,
而是他们去寻求神,
to see themselves through God's eyes,
看到神, 他们也用神的眼光来看他们自己,
to see the needs of their world,
看到世界的需要,
and a whole nation was transformed.
一整个的一个国家都变了。
Over the last few months,
在过去的几个月里,
I've been praying, God,
我祷告一直在祷告说神啊,
would you help us?
你能帮助我们吗?
Palm Beach Chinese Church.
帮助我们的棕榈滩华人教会。
Not just to have church.
不只是有这样一个教会而已。
We know how to have church.
我们知道怎么样来建立一个教会。
We have a good choir.
我们有很好的诗班。
We have a comfortable place.
我们有个很好的教堂。
The other Sundays we have a good preacher.
在别的教星期天我们的讲员也很不错。
3 weeks out of four isn't bad.
一个星期至少有三次是很好的讲员嘛。
But God,
但是神啊,
none of that's enough.
这些都不够。
The worship that God wants us to have
神想要我们有的敬拜,
changes us.
是能够改变我们。
Every one of us will have to be serious about it.
我们中间的每一个人都必须对敬拜要严肃。
We will have to say, God,
我们必须要跟神说神,
we want to see you.
我们想要见你。
God, if you show us ourselves, we'll change.
主啊, 你让我们看到我们自己, 所以我们能够改变。
And God can work through us,
神可以通过我们来工作,
to do wonderful things,
来做大事。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear God, I thank you for the privilege of worship.
亲爱的主, 感谢你, 让我们有这样的这个权柄, 能够来到你这里来敬拜你。
It is amazing that you invite us into your presence.
多么奇妙, 你邀请我们来进入你的同在。
We are not worthy to come into your presence.
我们不配进入你的同在。
But you invite us.
但是你邀请了我们。
Thank you for that privilege.
感谢主给我们有这样的这个
Lord, would you help us to never take it for granted?
主啊, 你帮助我们不要把这一切视为理所当然。
But would you show yourselves in our worship?
你能不能在敬拜之中向我们展现你自己?
Would you show us our own hearts in our worship?
也在敬拜之中让我们看到我们自己的心。
And would you change us to be the people you want us to be?
你帮助我们能够改变，让我们成为你想让我们成为的人。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。